We were cracking up about this. My niece, she goes to the guy who did that sucking your teeth thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. And it's the little things. It's the little things that can make you crazy. What happened to you?
I was dating a guy that it didn't matter what meal we sat at, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever, third lunch. He would take the silverware and he would have to rub the silverware together. I don't know what he was trying to do. It was like summon a demon or something, but he would just like rub the silverware together. And that noise just got to me every single time. And I would try to tell him, I'm like, there's no point. I don't know what you're doing, but please stop. And it kept getting worse. And it was just an unconscious thing. It went on for about 6 months. And finally I was like, it's not you, it's the silverware.
I imagine like he was trying to like sharpen a knife, like clanging it together like that.
Yes, and I've seen people do that with chopsticks, and even to this day, like shivers go up my spine. I get PTSD flashbacks, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know. It drives me crazy every time.
Hold on a second.
So it was kind of like this?
Yes. Oh my God, it's that noise. Oh my God, I don't know what it is. It's just like, bleh.
We're done, we're through.
That's the line of the morning. It's not you, it's the silverware.
Right. It's not you, it's the silverware.
Thanks for sharing. Be careful out there.
Yo,
thank you.
You're taking places you can eat with hands.